Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's February 13th. It's 2017. And we're here to talk about you and everything that matters to you, your buckos, all points in between. This is about politics and money. This is about Washington and money. This is about politics and the markets and Washington and the markets, because more now than ever, it has everything to do with it, ladies and gentlemen. When you're $20 trillion in debt, when you have massive deficits and all kinds of crap, we cover it. Simple as that. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. You can read our commentary, articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. If you want our notes sent to you, press the subscribe button. If you manage it yourself for others, press the consulting button. And I'm sure there's a couple other buttons there of note. All at GaryK.com. Well, hope you had a good weekend. We are in the midst of putting our house up for sale here. So we had painters in. You know, you got to fix things up and stuff. I have this house that I use 10% of after my kids are gone. And you come to the conclusion, what am I doing with this thing? So that was my weekend. What else did I do this weekend? Not a lot. Went to the driving range to fix my my fade on my drive, and I hung out. Got a tan. It was very nice weather compared to the Northeast. That was the weekend. Anyway, we could start with markets. We can get into Trump land. Trump land, he met with the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. A strapping young man, kind of handsome guy, could be on the cover of GQ. Interesting, you know, he's meeting with all these heads of state around the world. That's the norm. Some controversies going on out there with General Michael Flynn. And here's the interesting part. He met with a Russian ambassador or something before the inauguration, and people are having fits over this. Nancy Pelosi and her usual BS all of a sudden cares about the Constitution and all kinds of crap. She don't care about nothing. She's a crook. Anyway, this is what is known as there's nothing here, but you lied about it. It is normal for the head of national intelligence, security, whatever, to speak to other countries beforehand. So I don't know what the deal is there, but that's definitely affecting things. On top of that, I just noticed today that our Secretary of Treasury has still not been put in. And now there's a move afoot by the left to keep him out. Something about he was at a bank or owned a bank and they did this, that, and the other thing with the mortgages. He's trying to prove otherwise. I'm a big believer in politics. Be careful what you wish for. I've noticed in the last 10, 15 years, every time the Republicans are strong, it's said that the Democrats will never have power again. Then Democrats get power, and then all of a sudden they say the Republicans will never have power again. Well, it seems to me, you know what I'm saying now, right? The Democrats right now refuse to confirm or even take a vote on some of the cabinet. On top of that, I don't know if you know this, but Harry Reid, when he ran the show, got rid of the filibuster. And there's something now, a nuclear option for the Supreme Court guy. He only needs 51 votes to be in. He needs 60, but Harry Reid changed the rule, and now it's only 51, if the Republicans chose to do it. You don't have to invoke the nuclear option, but I got news for you. They're going to do it if they do not bring in this new Supreme Court guy and vote on him or whatever. And it's, again, be careful what you wish for. So just a lot of crap going on. There's talk still about the tax cuts, but let me be clear. There's nothing going to happen for a few months. Maybe they'll do it retroactive. Maybe they won't. There's talk about the corporate tax cuts. There's talk about regulations. I wish they tighten things up at the White House. You don't need 40 different things at a time, but they're doing 40 things at a time. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's the thought process. Turning to the markets, we'll do the full market wrap next segment. But if you recall, we had 9 weeks of sitting tight. And on Thursday, we finally moved out of range. And just on momentum, we had 2 more days moving up. So good move over the last 3 days. I'm usually the big whiner and complainer. You're always looking for what can go wrong. And all I can tell you as of now, as far as price, as far as action, I don't have much bad to say. The same areas that are weak are retail acting like an absolute horror show. Gold, while doing better, not leading at all. Oils, while did a little better last week, going no place fast. But financials, some of these industrials, not all, and just the overall tone, I just can't complain. Now they're lifting steel again. And copper and aluminum, as the price of copper and steel shot up over the last couple of days on some China news. Again, I don't have much to whine about. The only thing I can say is that some of the sentiment numbers we follow are a decade high, meaning excessive bullishness in the market, which typically eventually is bearish for the market. I believe the number that I looked at was 62.8% bulls, and it's like the highest in 10, 12 years, I believe I read. So that's something that has to be watched. But today, another day where, how do I put this? 3M acted poorly on earnings. It's turned right back up and is now breaking out. Caterpillar reported terrible numbers, went down, turned immediately, now trying to break out. Big name, Honeywell, dead in the water on earnings, breaks out, up a couple of percent in a couple of days. Then you got these like the Sherwin-Williams, the Parker Hannifins, the Cummins Engines, the Delphi Automotive, that type of stuff breaking out of range. Again, I just don't have much to complain about here. Now, what would get me to complain? Well, it's kind of simple. Fail the breakouts and the major indices. That's all. Fail them. You break out back above a range, and then you break back down. Like, you tuck your head in like a frightened turtle. Even Goodyear Tire comes out with nothing. The stock gaps down and has two gigantic days up breaking out today. Goodyear Tire. So the market's still making this bet. I get dozens of questions every day about the valuations. Listen carefully. I don't want you to not pay attention to valuation. I just want you to pay attention to price. The S&P is broken out of range. The Russell 2000's edged out of range. The Dow is broken out of range. The financials held support. The steel stocks, go look where they, go look at SLX and look where it held 3 days ago. Right off the 50-day moving average. What have we taught you on that? Amazon gaps down. Missed numbers. Guided lower. It's back up near the highs in a few days. That tells you a lot of what you need to know about the market. Bad is good. Good is better. If things change, we will let you know. But 3 good days in a row, off of the announcement of a proposal of Trump tax thingamabobs in a couple of weeks. So up next, we'll have a fuller market wrap. News of the day, movers of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. On my appearance on Fox News on Saturday morning, I received over 1,000 likes or retweets. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed some of the things we catch flack on things we talk about. We did a segment on gangs that Donald Trump announced that they are going to go after gangs, that they are a blight on communities and all that. And I had to do some studying on gangs. And amazingly, I found out prison, motorcycle, and street gangs total 1.4 million people. Cities with populations of 250,000 or more, 100% of those cities have gang activity. And of the 1.4 million, 40% are under the age of 18. Think about that. And that's where I've been so insistent. And forget everything about Obama. There are a lot of things I disliked. The biggest thing, the biggest missed opportunity, is your first black president not even going up to the plate to take a swing at the gangs and the inner cities. I defy any of you to provide me proof of anything President Obama did for the inner cities and to get rid of the gang element in those cities. You know, in Chicago this weekend, an 11 and a 12-year-old girl got shot up by a passing car. Gangs. So all this talk about Trump being the Antichrist and Hitler and Mussolini, and the Grammys were having crap fits over it yesterday, and Saturday Night Live actually was one of the most disgusting skits on Kellyanne Conway, making her into Glenn Close from that movie Fatal Attraction. At least Donald Trump has announced that he is going to do whatever he can do about the inner cities and the gangs. I never heard Obama talk about it once. You know, when we have our board meetings and executive committee meetings for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida, we bring in a kid, a child, a teen, to tell their story. I remember my second board meeting years ago. Kid walks in. He couldn't have been more than 12 years old. My brother was killed by gang fire 6 months ago. I'm not going to let that happen to me. So I actually gave out these statistics on the weekend, and I received tons of emails on it because I couldn't believe it. If we can pick up the communities that are not doing well, wow, this country is going to be so much better. Wow. Imagine these kids that never go to school end up gang members because they're made felt to feel important by them. Look what we're missing out on. Some of these kids could have been doctors, lawyers, the president. Startup companies, volunteers, you name it. If there's one thing I am so PO'd at Obama about, and of course the media says nothing, and his lovers, you know, the celebritydom, don't say anything. But that's it. And what does that have to do with you and your money? Everything. 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 It may not have anything to do with what Apple stock did today, but everything. We owe it to these kids to do something about it and get them on the right path. Or else, little 12 and 11-year-old girls shot up in Chicago this weekend, minding their own business, just some gangs driving past in a car, boom. What do you want to do today? Let's just shoot some people. That said, we can now segue. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow up 142. In the Dow today, hardly anything down. On the upside, I mentioned 3M. Poor reaction to earnings and just turn right back up because that's what's happening. Goldman Sachs up 3. Caterpillar up 2, dollar gainers, Apple, Boeing, J.P. Morgan, United Health, S&P up 12, NASDAQ 29, NASDAQ 130, SOX up 2, Russell 2000 only up about 4 or 5 points on the day. Advanced declines, fine. Excuse me, I'm going to take that back. Only 1711 on the New York, 1712 on the NASDAQ. I thought it would be much better. New highs expanded. Of course, as I said to you earlier, financial strong. Few names edging out of new highs. The steel, copper, aluminum, all that stuff you drop on your feet, strong. Transport strong. But then you get to them retailers. Wow. If you just had me scanning the retailers, which usually are an important cog in the wheel, I would tell you in a big bear market. But no, market continues to ignore horrible action in the retail stocks. Horrible. And I have no new news on Sears except it was down about 8% today. Up next, we delve deeper into the market. And whatever else, I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. By the way, it's a three-day weekend coming up. I think it's like President's Day or something like that. We should have three-day weekends every weekend. I think 4 days would be good. Don't you? What is with this five-day work week? It's too much. Should have the market open 4 days. Nah. All right. I'm being asked about these dry shippers. I have no idea. How's that for an answer? Every now and then they decide to move, and I just don't know. Movers of the day. Upside, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals up 15. Didn't see any news. Just the biotechs acting a little bit better here. Tesla up another 11. I have no problem admitting to you when I am just frustrated on things I do or don't do. I watched Tesla rally up from 180 to about 220 in a matter of 3-4 weeks in late November, early December. And I said to myself, all right, this is one of these beta names. And I am going to wait for that first darn good setup to buy it. So it goes up. And on January 4th, it trades 11 million shares. And I think the stock was up about 5% that day. Closed at 227. Perfect day. Everything I wanted, except you still had resistance, but you had a good market and everything I wanted. The next day it opens up down $4 or $5. All right, okay, we'll see what happens, but finishes at the high of the day. The next couple of days after that, just edged up a little bit and then sat for a few days, which is also what I want. So not only did I not play the big day January 4th, but it gave me another shot on January 13th, where I can owned it, say, 232 to 235, somewhere in there. Close at 280 today. Right in my wheelhouse. Close at 280 today. So just letting you know when we do and when we don't. Insperity up 9 to $83. Doesn't trade a lot, though. 128,000 shares a day, but good enough for me to write down. Amazon up 9. Zeltec Aesthetics up 6 to 55 buyout. Acacia Communications up 5 to 61. Maybe looking like it's bottoming here, ACIA. But they report in it next week. Google 5, Copa Holdings 5. That goes into new high ground. That's a Panamanian airline. Intuitive Surgical 5. 4 more. Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen. PLKI, another one that doesn't trade, but I got to put that one down into new high ground. I gather they reported numbers. Not bad. Up to 26%. Revenues up 5. I've never been to Popeyes, but I hear their fried chicken's really good. Somebody email me and tell me. By the way, speaking of emails, so I do this contest for the show. I gave you out my 4 favorite Seinfeld episodes, so name my 5th favorite Seinfeld episode. And I offered a gift card, $250. Okay? Nobody's guessed it yet. Unbelievable. Nobody's guessed it yet. So here's the deal. We're going to give it to tomorrow night. What is my fifth favorite Seinfeld episode? My four favorites are The Briss, The Switch. I forgot my top four were already. Oh, I'm killing this. The Briss, The Switch. I got to write these things down. I'll get back to you. Anyway, yeah. Figure it out. Biogen 4, Goldman Sachs were in the threes, trying to maybe break out again. NetEase, Allegiant Travel, Credit Acceptance, Sherwin-Williams. Ooh, got to write down that Sherwin-Williams may be coming out of a little flat. Watch Madugi after gapping up. SVB Financial, market taxes, two or more, BlackRock. Twilio, that also looks like it may be trying to put in a low. Northrop Grumman, better day for the defense stock. Stanley Black & Decker. Got to write that one down. Crown Castle, SBA Communications. Nucor, back above the 50-day. Pioneer Natural Resources, about the only oil stock that's at the new highs. PXD. Lear Corp, CME Group, the exchange is acting better. Acuity Brands. Restaurant Brands, Inc., that's simple QSR. Burger King, Tim Hortons, things like that. Everest Re. On the downside, if I can find. NVIDIA down 5 and change. Didn't really react to earnings pretty well, and it's now pulling back hard. AutoZone. Argan. Never heard of it. Three or more. Knoll, Inc. Sinosure. O'Reilly Automotive. Expedia. Universal Corp. Cable One. Ubiquity Networks. Bad action on earnings on Friday. Broke down more to the downside. Yep. Two or more, Children's Place, Coherent, Resolute Energy, Domino's Pizza Delivers, it's just Domino's Pizza, J2 Global, Jack in the Box, Lennox International, that's it. That is your ever popular over-the-top movies of the day, so let me repeat a couple things. Number one, I don't have much to complain about, okay? With the markets. A bunch of world markets are acting well too. I keep getting asked about valuation, all this stuff. I just want you to remember a couple of very important things. We're still at just a 0.5% Fed funds rate, ridiculously easy monetary policy. There are negative rates in Europe and Japan, and still printing $1 trillion a year. China. Still very easy. The rest of the globe is very easy with a lot of places negative interest rates. And then you combine that with the tax policy that is potentially going to come out of Trump, and you may have a 1-2 punch here. Now, valuations again. In 1999, there were stocks that were 10 times overvalued what they should have been. And then they doubled and tripled again. And I'm not predicting another 1999. I'm just letting you know that overvaluation can get more overvalued and undervaluation can get more undervalued. You saw what happened in 07, 08. Holy heck. So I see it in some names. I see it in the S&P. But I couldn't care less. Maybe I'll ultimately care less, but I'll only care less when the market tells me to care less. Or more. Markets have their way of confounding. And the more you worry about what the bears are telling you, instead of what the market is doing, more you're in trouble. Price is everything. Everything else is noise. And you know what the old line about opinions is, which I cannot mention on radio. We broke out of range off of the Trump, went up, sat for 9 weeks, and now have edged out again. Only up about 1.5% from the move. But we're still up 1.5% from the move. New highs expanding. And I don't have much to complain about. If things change, we will let you know. And it could start changing tomorrow. We don't predict. We interpret. That's all. Up next on The Edge. More in the markets. News of the day, movies of the day, whatever else today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
He's on the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown!
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. We'll leave it at that. I'm just watching something. By the way, they're ruining ESPN. I love SportsCenter. I love Chris Berman. They're putting him out to pasture. Used to watch this 6 o'clock SportsCenter highlights and all that. So what they do is they've changed it up completely. They brought two other people that had a different show, who, by the way, are just fine and dandy, but it's no longer SportsCenter. I don't know what they're trying to do, the ESPN, but they're killing it. They're destroying it. They really are. They're destroying it. ESPN needs to listen to me. Seriously. You know what this problem is. They're losing people. People are unbundling, that whole thing. So they're like panicking a little bit. But you don't change things that work. I remember the first day ESPN started. I was in Tampa at University of South Florida in college. I was living in the apartments called The Way. It's called The Way. And I remember it was... George Grand, I believe, Chris Berman, I think Tom Meese was a part of it also. And I remember ESPN in the first few, it was, what was it, lacrosse, all kinds of stuff. Now they're the juggernaut. Unbelievable. Little did I know how big that stuff would be. Wow. Wow. All right, general stuff. The Dow broke out off of the Trump election, rallied up, sat for 9 weeks, now moved out again. There is nothing bad about that. It has never once even, the Dow has not even touched the 50-day moving average on the pullbacks. And now what you're seeing, a 3M, which has been dead in the water, market did not like their earnings, being bought up. I don't like buying the weaker sisters. I'm just making a point of that. Cisco, which had terrible numbers, gap down last earnings report, is now at new yearly highs. Now they do report this week. We'll see what happens there, but numbers aren't going to be that good. But that's the market saying, just throw everything against the wall, and it's working. The S&P pretty much looks the same as the Dow. The NASDAQ, stronger than because of the big caps, and the NASDAQ 100, quite the strong. Then you look at other countries. No complaint there. A bunch of them have been coming on. And again, until moving averages or support has been breached, okay, that's number one. And number two is things are overbought. Things are stretched to the upside. Bullishness is picked up. It does not mean it can't continue. Again, I repeat, be careful of that talk. I have seen climactic moves before in markets. We saw it in 99. It doesn't happen often. We've seen them in sectors. We've seen them in stocks. Nothing off the table when you have central banks doing what they're doing. And you add in now what potentially the Trumpster is going to do. Potentially, because nothing's done yet. Nothing done yet. But we keep our fingers crossed. New highs expanded a little bit today. That's good. And you have good rotation. It feels like some of the semiconductors right now, they're going to start pulling in. But again, the steel stocks, as I mentioned to you, when you have a second, just go look at SLX and see where it held on Wednesday. And look what it did over a three-day period. That's what bullish markets look like. And if you go back into late December, early January, the SLX, look where it held twice on two separate occasions, right at this place. And it simply is a place where the big money institutional crowd steps up to defend something on pullbacks. Of course, if they break below, that's another story. But we're having a plethora of things holding. And that's giving impetus to a market at this juncture, which, by the way, is not being reported at all by the mainstream media because they don't want to give Trump any credit whatsoever. And that's fine. We don't expect anything from these people. They are who they are. No biggie. Last but not least, we were told February had to be down. The market's going to weaken. Look out. Ain't happening yet. And the interesting thing, and I'm telling you the truth, earnings have not been good at all. Market couldn't give a hoot. We are seeing things gap down and reverse. We are seeing things break down and reverse. We're seeing weakness bought and strength getting stronger. Again, and we mean this, if things change, we'll let you know. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.